Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, we have the USDA quarterly grain stocks, small grain summary reports now out in the trade. Looked like a pretty friendly number to the corn market and a bigger than expected number on the soybean side. Walk through the numbers. What do you see that stands out to you?
Well, first of all, stood out is the corn stocks number is at 1.377 billion bushels. That's now the old crop ending stocks number and the beginning stocks for the 22-23 marketing year. That came in well below the trade at 1.512 billion bushels. That was a product of larger use. During the fourth quarter, we used nearly 3 billion bushels, 2.97 billion bushels during the quarter. But USDA also revised last year's crop size down by 41.4 million bushels. Now, ironically, they revised last year's soybean crop upward by 30.2 million bushels. So soybeans came in 30 million bushels above the average trade expectation. And the trade was already expecting an increase in the size of stocks because of the poor finish to the export season. So bullish corn, bearish beans. Now, one more thing we got to cover, and that was a big bullish adjustment to wheat. We saw the wheat stocks come in right at expectations at 1.776 billion bushels, exactly what the trade expected. However, the crop came in much smaller than expected. USDA pegged the all-wheat crop at 1.65 billion bushels, down from the previous estimate from USDA at 1.783. So that's 133 million bushels smaller crop than the trade was expecting. And that was a significant decline in hard red winter wheat, soft red winter wheat, spring wheat, and durum wheat, all seeing big drops, reduction in both acreage as well as yield to get that number. That tightens up the wheat balance sheet quite a bit.
Now, looking at all of those numbers, we throw in all of the geopolitical issues, the risk premium that was being put in the trade with Russia, Ukraine, and that annexation, then the backdrop of the dollar, everything else, end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the fiscal for some folks, have to think that this is going to provide us plenty more fuel to the volatility fire, so to speak, as we head to the weekend, Arlen.
It really does. And we came into this report with a Russia-Ukraine premium in it, worried about what the news headlines might be over the weekend as things escalate there. That kind of helps amplify the move in corn and wheat, but it also makes soybeans look attractive as a spread trade. So we're seeing a lot of trades spreading corn and wheat against soybeans now, with the crop getting off to a good start in Brazil. Soybeans aren't as big of a factor in Ukraine and Russia. They had the bearish report. So we're seeing that intermarket spreading dominate today.
Livestock trade real quick. Hogs got a friendly quarterly hogs and pigs report out Thursday afternoon. Meantime, cattle feeders under pressure with corn moving higher, live cattle down a little bit. Any thoughts on that protein sector today?
Well, certainly we did see, like you said, the support of quarterly hogs and pigs report giving us a little bit of support here, but now feed prices going up for hogs, at least on the corn side. Cattle, though, seeing higher weights, carcass weights are rising along with the big slaughter numbers lately. And that's kind of putting pressure at a time when economic worries are rising. So we're ending the week kind of on a negative note in the beef complex right now, with the economic worries really being dominant after this morning's inflation numbers and with what's happening in Russia and Ukraine.
That's comments and market analysis with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk more on the USDA reports, the market reaction, all the geopolitical issues, the ongoing harvest, and much more. Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing will join us coming up here this afternoon on the show to run through the market trade as we wrap up the month and head to the weekend. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Friday, September 30th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.